Today is a WRL weather alert day. New this morning, we have a flood watch along with a level one risk for severe storms. I'll go over all of it for you. And breaking news, a chase causes chaos on I-540. What state troopers revealed after midnight about their search for the people responsible?
Plus, there could be just hours left for search crews to find that submersible lost in the Atlantic.
You keep operating in that scenario that there's always a chance.
Hear why one expert thinks search crews should not give up hope just yet.
And what we could learn today about a statewide effort to keep your children safe in school and prevent violence before it happens. Thank you so much for joining us on your Thursday morning. Time now is 4:30. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Chris Levin. Good in for Jeff Hogan. Folks, you already saw the beginning of our show here. It's a WRL weather alert day. We've got meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking that for you right now. So what are people set for today, Elizabeth?
So we're going to see more rain. We got a little bit of a break from it yesterday, but 1 to 3 more inches of rain, especially in this area from the Triangle down to Fayetteville and westward. So that heavy rain could easily cause some flooding, especially in areas that tend to flood fairly easily. We've already had a lot of rain this week. We're adding more to that today, could cause some real issues. We also have a severe weather threat, so we could see wind damage, even an isolated tornado. The farther east you go, we're going to see a line of thunderstorms that starts to set up for us right around noon. We're going to walk through that, but I wanted to show you that severe weather threat from the Triangle area southward. This is a look at what's happening right now. Good bit of drizzle around the Triangle area. There's some patchy light rain down to the south and even north of the I-85 corridor, so nothing heavy just yet. There are a few thunderstorms that are east of Goldsboro, so we're going to start to see all of this developing here as we get through the next several hours. You can see it looks fairly dry on Futurecast until we get to around 10 or 11 o'clock. And then right here around noon, that's when we begin to see this line forming up. And it's almost like a squall line that moves eastward. So Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, and eastward, that's where we could have a better chance of seeing some severe storms. And that's likely to be between, say, noon and 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It doesn't stop there. We'll continue to have some waves of rain, so we'll still have a flooding potential on through the afternoon. We take a live look at Fayetteville, where it's nice and quiet here in front of our newsroom. 66 is our current temperature. We still have that northeasterly flow, which keeps us cool again today. We'll see a high in the upper 70s with an increasing chance for thunderstorms through the afternoon. We're still watching Tropical Storm Brett right now. It is headed toward Barbados and St. Lucia. There are some hurricane watches in effect because it has winds at 70 miles per hour. 74 miles per hour makes it a hurricane, but it is still likely to move here into the southern part of the Caribbean and fizzle over the weekend. And you can see the computer model plots with that mostly in agreement. There's not much chance that it's going to turn northward, but the pattern does change for the next system that could develop later on today and maybe a tropical depression later on. And I'll show you the model plots for that one coming up.
I'm Michael Grayson, the WRAL breaking news tracker in Raleigh, where a chase on I-540 ends in a jump and run. State troopers say the chase started 2 miles before Buffalo Road after a trooper tried to stop a car for aggressive driving. Now, during that chase, the driver hit another car before losing control and hitting the median. You can see a lot of damage to that car after hitting it. A passenger also fled the scene. Now, the Wake County Sheriff's Office actually used dogs to search the area. 2 people were taken into custody, and right now we're still working to learn more about the charges that those 2 people face. In Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Time is almost up in the search to find the 5 people aboard the Titan submersible. The oxygen supply they had is due to run out at 7:08 this morning. That is less than 3 hours from now. International crews, including 2 Coast Guard planes from Elizabeth City, are searching an area spanning 10,000 miles on the surface of the Atlantic and a depth of 13,000 feet. They're hoping banging sounds detected underwater will help narrow the search. Campbell University professor Sal Mercagliano says the search effort must stay strong, even as hope grows slimmer.
You keep operating in that scenario that there's always a chance. We don't know what has caused them to go offline. We don't know if there's been a fatal explosion. We don't know if they bounced to the surface and now they're lost in the clutter of the ocean or at the deep bottom. So you have to envision that this is going to be a rescue operation until you reach that point.
And Mercagliano says even if searchers find the vessel, it could take hours to get equipment down to it and pull it back to the surface.
Parents, we'll get a clearer look today at the efforts underway to protect your children in school. The state's Safer School Task Force will share some of its work, and that includes a tool to prevent violence before it happens. WREL's Kelsey Coffey is tracking today's discussion. So, Kelsey, I know there's a lot of details in it. Break it down for us.
there are tons of details. In just a few hours, a task force is going to be meeting right here at the Juvenile Justice Office, looking for more ways to find data on how many school shooter threats are really out there. This new information is coming from the State Bureau of Investigation's Beta Unit. That's a team of investigators and psychologists who assess active shooter threats in schools. The NC Task Force for Safer Schools is made up of educators, parents, mental health professionals, and law enforcement. They also plan to review updates to the NC Safe campaign, which is focused on gun safety. William Lassiter from the Department of Public Safety says there's been a spike in crime involving young people and guns.
The numbers that are really alarming. We've gone from about 3% of juvenile crime being that involved a firearm to last year. Over the last 4 years, we've seen that increase to 13%.
So Lassiter says that there's been more than 4,000 juvenile crime incidents within the last year that involved guns, but only 3% of them actually happened on school grounds. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
And you're invited today to see how an Orange County group could help improve school safety. The county's school safety task force is meeting at 5:30 tonight to consider approving its recommendations. They've been working on this for about a year. Those suggestions include having school leaders, staff, students, and law enforcement meet four times a year to discuss safety. The board also recommends clearly defining the role of school resource officers and clarifying language related to lockdowns and other law enforcement codes. Tonight's meeting is at the Whitted Building in Hillsboro.
Happening now, hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses in Texas remain without power this morning. Look at this video here. This is after powerful storms spawned tornadoes and caused this widespread damage. The area is also dealing with extreme heat. At least two people are dead after a tornado that hit the small town of Matador in the western part of the state. The town's mayor says the storm destroyed many buildings, including a Dollar General store where one person died.
And here in the WRAL Live Center, Michelle, that same storm system wreaked havoc in North Texas. Take a look at some new video into our newsroom this morning of a train derailment that happened as a result of that severe weather. This is in Powell, Texas, southeast of Dallas. Officials say wind speeds were clocked at about 80 miles per hour when during that severe storm, and this train derailment happened. About 28 rail cars derailed at the time. The train involved was a freight train with Pacific Northwest, and it had double stack containers. Now, search teams will be on the scene this morning just trying to figure out exactly what those containers were carrying. No injuries were reported during this incident.
All right, thanks, Ken. Today, North Carolina's elections director will answer questions about how our state handles votes. Karen Brinson Bell is set to testify before state lawmakers today. Sources tell WRAL Republicans could grill her on this topic. They think she's politicizing her role. The testimony comes one day after the state Senate passed two bills to reshape how you vote. One would toss out any mail-in votes not received by election night. Right now, there's a three-day grace period. The other bill set stricter rules for same-day voter registration.
This evening, the Durham Police Department is hoping to bring in new talent as it deals with a shortage of officers. The department is hosting an in-person hiring event at its headquarters downtown and a virtual one as well. It runs from 6 to 7 tonight. Durham police have been holding these job fairs twice a month. Earlier this month, a group of officers told City Council they're having to deal with chronic understaffing. They called for higher pay.
Today, the White House is expected to announce a big weapons deal with India. That deal is said to try to keep the country away from Russia. This is what the Wall Street Journal is reporting. The deal comes as India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in D.C. As part of this new agreement, India will buy modern American drones and jet fighter engines. India buys a lot of its weapons from Russia and has stayed neutral in Russia's war against Ukraine.
Today, the NTSB begins a two-day investigative hearing into what caused the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, that made national headlines. Investigators met with community members last night to give them insight into what they plan to accomplish through this hearing. The NTSB's board chair assured people the goal is to make change that will protect them in the future.
The NTSB's goal is to prevent a tragedy from reoccurring, and we issue those safety recommendations that we believe would do that, and then we fight vigorously to get those implemented.
The hearing is expected to focus on the preparedness of first responders to the derailment, as well as on safety measures that were in place before the crash. The NTSB will also examine the decision to vent and burn five vinyl chloride tanks, releasing hazardous material into the environment.
A Supreme Court justice went on a trip with a billionaire with cases before the court.
In Alaska, they stayed at the King Salmon Lodge, which at the time cost more than $1,000 a night.
Just ahead, how Justice Samuel Alito is responding to this new discovery that was not shared with the court.
Plus, what's behind a rise in population across the U.S.? A new report out at midnight shows the reasons and which community is growing the fastest.
And we're tracking that WREL weather alert day as you are looking live at the North Hills area. It's looking a little cloudy out there for the time being. Elizabeth Gardner has a timeline for the rain and severe storms. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes.
From the WREL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
Right now, it is 4:43, and brand new this morning, we have a flood watch for part of our viewing area from the Triangle area, southward through Fayetteville and westward. That's where we have the best chance of seeing some rain. We could see as much as 1 to 3 more inches today on top of what we've already seen. We also have a level one severe threat from the Triangle area southward and eastward. So it is a WREL weather alert day, damaging winds. And hail would be our biggest threat, but closer to the coast, there's the potential for a few isolated tornadoes. We take a look at Chapel Hill. You can see a little sheen to the pavement here. We do have some drizzle that's happening right now, and our temperatures are ranging from the mid-60s to around 70, so it's a mild start this morning. You probably, if you're going to try to get out and exercise, you want to do it as early as you can. Of course, starting by lunchtime, we'll be dealing with thunderstorms.
Family and friends of a father of four killed inside a highway work zone are calling for safer driving on the roads. I want to show you now CJ Bryant. Investigators say a suspected drunk driver hit and killed him last month. That happened in a construction zone on I-40 near Jones Sausage Road. That driver is now charged with second-degree murder. Bryant not only left behind four children, but also a fiance of 16 years. One coworker says the driver who hit Bryant should go to prison.
He should sit there for the rest of his days. He should never see the light of day because, one, you hit him and you kept going. Then you hit equipment. Then you got out and you ran like you didn't know that you just hit this person.
Workers say it is crucial for drivers to slow down and pay attention near construction zones.
A man accused of strangling a woman on a Raleigh Greenway is now facing charges. 28-year-old Jeremy Pittman now faces kidnapping and assault charges. Police say he attacked a woman on the Walnut Creek Greenway Trail off Lake Wheeler Road back in April. NC State sent out a safety alert in response to that. Officers say they tracked down Pittman because the person who reported the assault gave officers a detailed description.
Without immigration, America's white population would have dropped last year. That's according to a new report overnight from the U.S. Census Bureau. It found the number of white people who don't identify as Hispanic grew by 0.1% last year, but only because of immigration. Immigration also fueled the expansion of the Asian population. That was the fastest growing race or ethnic group last year. However, it was a rise in births instead of immigration that led to growth in the Black, tribal, and Hispanic communities.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito is defending his decision not to disclose a luxury trip that was funded by a billionaire who often has cases before the court. The news organization ProPublica found Alito took a private jet that was owned by Paul Singer to a remote part of Alaska for a fishing trip back in 2008. Singer is a wealthy hedge fund manager and Republican donor. Alito published a response in the Wall Street Journal saying the trip was not luxurious. He says he did not need to disclose it because the law does not require personal trips to be shared.
I think the really important fact here is that when Paul Singer later had cases at the court, Justice Alito did not recuse himself.
Alito wrote that he didn't know about Singer's connection to any cases before the Supreme Court ProPublica previously found Justice Clarence Thomas took vacations funded by wealthy businessmen as well.
Tonight, you can learn how North Carolina's leaders are working to support people with mental health disorders. Health and Human Services Secretary Cody Kingsley is hosting a town hall at 6 p.m. He'll join leaders from the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians and state lawmakers. The town hall is in Cherokee, but you can watch it on the tribe's social media pages. Recent data shows more than 3 million people with mental health or substance abuse disorders live in our state.
Roanoke Rapids has a new police chief. Shane Guyant shared on Facebook last night that he was selected for the position. His hiring comes after the former chief and captain were fired following an internal investigation. Guyant previously served as the public information officer for Halifax County Sheriff's Office. He wrote that he's humbled to be chosen and looks forward to serving the citizens of Roanoke Rapids.
All right, moving things over to weather right now. We have meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here right now tracking that WREL weather alert day. A lot of things to look forward for right now, Elizabeth, especially flooding potential.
Yeah, this is new this morning. The National Weather Service just issued this flood watch for us from Raleigh down to Fayetteville and Western. We could see an additional 1 to 3 inches of rain in this area. It doesn't mean that you wouldn't see any flooding in the rest of our viewing area as well. We are looking at a line of thunderstorms that's likely to develop close to lunchtime from Raleigh to Fayetteville and push eastward. That's going to dump a lot of heavy rain as well. So it's going to be another messy day. Yesterday, we were kind of lucky to see some of that rain back off a bit, but it's back again for us. Even this morning, we're seeing some showers. Our weather alert day, of course, includes a severe weather threat from the triangle area southward and eastward. This is where we could end up with some damaging wind. And the farther east you go, the better chance that there could be an isolated tornado. A little bit of rain out there this morning, mainly in two spots. One along and north of the I-85 corridor. We're seeing some scattered showers just rolling through Roxboro right now and a little patchy rain from Lewisburg heading up toward Henderson. Even if you're not in one of these two areas where we're looking at rain, you're probably running into some drizzle, especially around the triangle. I did have to run my windshield wipers this morning. Up through Harnett County, we are seeing that shower that's moved through Spring Lake, some showers in Rayford, Bass, and Southern Pine. So it's starting to kick off out there. Our low pressure system that is creating all of this continues to sit just to our south and west. And until this dissipates, we're going to be in the same pattern where we're looking at the potential for some rain, and especially today, some thunderstorms with that warm front lifting northward. But here's this morning at 9 a.m. Once we get to lunchtime, we start to see that warm front moving inland, and you can see that heavy rain that begins to develop, some scattered thunderstorms from say noon to 3, and then after that we continue with our potential for rain, but that band, that's the band that looks like it may have the best chance of bringing us some severe storms. Right now, a lot of drizzle. You can see the sheen here in Apex on the ground. 66 is our current temperature, and our temperatures will climb into the mid-70s by lunchtime. It's going to be a cool day like it was yesterday. Visibility is low, a lot of low-hanging cloud cover out there. Visibility is a mile in Rocky Mount, 2 miles in South Hill, Durham, and Raleigh. It's not anything that's going to necessarily cause any problems for your morning commute. You'd want to look more for any rain that's rolling through. That could cause some backups today. 89 is our normal high. We don't get back to that until, say, Sunday and Monday. Once this pattern moves out, it's going to turn hot for parts of the weekend. Here's a look at Tropical Storm Brett, and you can see that we have two more waves right behind it. This wave right here, which we'll talk about coming up in just a minute or two, could be Cindy later on today. This is, of course, the 2 a.m. advisory. We'll get that advisory, I mean, any second that's going to pop in. But it's moving west at 16 with winds at 70, so it's almost at hurricane strength. Their hurricane watches out for some of the Leeward Islands, but by the weekend, it looks like it fizzles out here in the southern Caribbean. And you can see a few of the computer models want to pull it back up here a little farther to the north. That doesn't look very likely. We take a look at our outlook. Again, 90% chance that wave number 2 becomes at least a tropical depression, maybe sometime later on this morning. And we take a look at its model plots, and those do look to be more to the north, possibly just out into the Atlantic. So we'll be watching that one as well. All right, our 7-day forecast. We're cool for the next couple of days as we continue with this cloudy, wet pattern. But by Saturday and Sunday, we're going to see a bit more sunshine. We still have the chance for some afternoon thunderstorms, but we're back into the summer-like heat.
If there's ever a time to download the WRL weather app, now is the time. Thanks, Elizabeth. The newest addition to the North Carolina Zoo now has a name.
Yeah, just ahead with this adorable baby giraffe will be called after more than 100,000 votes. Look how cute.
Adorable. Plus, big changes could be coming to a busy 10-mile stretch of Capitol Boulevard. What it means for traffic in the growing area between Raleigh and Wake Forest.